Page 119. 3. Listening and speaking. Gift-giving around the world. B. Listen to a radio interview about gift-giving. What gifts are inappropriate in each country, according to the guest on the show? Write them in the chart. Then listen again and write the reason.
Gift-giving is a big part of every culture. Our guest today, Teresa Peck, created a website about gift-giving around the world. Teresa, why did you do this?
Well, I've traveled a lot to countries where I wasn't familiar with the cultural rules. And, of course, I'd take along a small business gift. And I, sometimes experienced that awful moment when I knew I'd done something wrong or that my gift was inappropriate.
So, what are some of the mistakes people make?
Well, the first big mistake is choosing the wrong gift. In Japan, for example, it's not appropriate to give a potted plant as a gift. Many people believe plants bring sickness to a business or home.
How about flowers? Aren't they pretty safe?
Well, I think it's generally best to avoid flowers, too. In many countries, you shouldn't give people flowers. It's because they're usually for funerals or when people are sick. In Russia, for example, people think yellow flowers bring bad luck. Other gifts can symbolize bad luck, too. If you're invited to a wedding in Chile, for example, don't give knives to the bride and groom as a wedding present. They symbolize cutting off a relationship.
Not a good thing.
Right. And in the same way, don't give a handkerchief to a Korean. Handkerchiefs symbolize sadness. Then my advice for Mexico is that it's not a good idea to give silver jewelry, because Mexicans have some of the best silver in the world. So avoid that.